This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the city that defines holiday magic is a man who wants a little eggnog with his mistletoe. That guy would like to carol you. Featuring the musical stylings of Mal Bunny and the Green and Colored Singers. Still to come, composer Keith Getty, an officer of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire. Noah James, the actor who plays Andrew in The Chosen. Kristen Getty and Ricky Skaggs in the holiday spotlight. Sketch comedy from John Chris. Plus, Assignment Desk Weekend. And now, live from Times Square, where we highly advise you not to superglue your hands to the street. Here's that Kevin!
Yeah, I've seen some dumb bunnies in my time, but that takes the cake. Thank you, Dave. We've got the Thursday, the Thanksgiving Day. You think you're going to disrupt the entire Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade by gluing your hands to the street? I don't think that's going to work, and I don't think it's going to end well. I'm just saying, I can't really see that working out too well in your favor. Thank you, Dreamin' Color Singers. Let's get to the news. For Assignment Desk Weekend, I'm Kevin McCullough. In a week which holiday celebrations had a bit of a rough go, the pressure was evidently too much for the White House Christmas tree of 2023. In what was immediately roasted across social media as a symbol of the failed policies of the Biden administration, the felled Christmas tree became fast news. Though, to be honest, Assignment Desk Weekend believes that the tree was actually trying to pay tribute to the current occupant of the White House, the first citizen of Brandon Falls. Let's go, Brandon. Joe Biden. The fallen Biden Christmas tree came the day before New York City successfully lit its tree at the big annual goings-on at the Rockefeller Center. The night was marred with more pro-Hamas demonstrators attempting to disrupt the activities, some of which happened to include numbers of protesters from the previous Thursday that had glued their hands to 6th Avenue during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. Assignment Desk Weekend would like to thank the NYPD for their valiant service in keeping these demonstrators in check. Assignment Desk Weekend also resolutely believes that if you're defenders of terrorists and you just happen to glue your hands to 6th Avenue and the NYPD just happens to come along and have to remove you by force in order for the parade to go on, even at the expense of a layer of skin on your own hands. Oh, well. One last holiday celebration note. The city of London has canceled Hanukkah. Didn't know they could do that. Anyway, out of a desire, they said, to be sensitive to the terrorists. Also in the works, the banning of bikinis in the near future and requiring women to cover everything but their eyes while in public. Other than that, no big changes coming to old London town. Allah promise. Speaking of protesters, the officials at Disneyland called the local police and had one arrested this past week. The man in his mid-20s had begun scaring park attendees by blending in with the animatronics on the Small World ride. He was also spotted wading in the ride's water. Kind of gross. And at one point, even removing his clothes and again swimming in the ride's canals. Now, Assignment Desk Weekend has always held this to be very true. you ride that ride enough, and that it's a small world after all, starts going through your brain, anything could happen. It could drive someone crazy. And evidently, it finally did. From the New Fears Unlocked file tonight, a man was found to have had spider eggs growing on the inside of one of his toes while on a recent cruise. The man had seen his toe become discolored and swollen before the spider mama who laid the eggs apparently ate her way out of his toe. Simon Desk Weekend has no comment on the impending birth of 400 hatchlings soon to arrive. And the presidential race of 2024 hit a new low this week when the two men who will not even be on the ballot next November squared off in a one-on-one debate. The governors of Florida and California met in what was supposed to be a contrast of governing styles and policies. The night more or less devolved into a session of this. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis opening the session with why so many people and companies have left California, many of whom have relocated in Florida, including Gavin Newsom, the governor of California's own father-in-law. And Newsom, in response, spent most of the evening telling DeSantis how offended he was that DeSantis had even mentioned it. The high point for the night came when the Florida governor pointed out that literally every square inch of San Francisco, the city that Gavin Newsom had formerly been mayor of before becoming governor of California, was covered in human waste. Simon Desk Weekend would like to point out that this debate was touted by the network who hosted it as a look to the future. Thus it was, the governor of the Sunshine State versus the former mayor of Poopville. For a Simon Desk Weekend, I'm Kevin McCullough.
All right, I'm about to call Postmates. Does everyone want the fish dinner then? I'll just call a bunch of them.
Jesus is on the way, so just get a couple. He'll take care of us.
Okay, yeah, all right, just two
then?
Two. All right, yeah, just two. We'll just do two fish, yeah.
Yeah,
maybe like five loaves of bread with it?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, perfect. Bro, I just got a Venmo request from Judas.
Dude, Jesus just got a blue check mark. How did he get verified? He only has 12 followers.
I have way more than that.
Dude, David is liking and commenting on every one of Bathsheba's spring break pics.
What's he doing? I thought he was supposed to be at war.
I don't know, dude.
Also, what?
Yeah, well.
Okay.
We can't do that.
Dude, I'm on Facebook Marketplace right now. Look at this. Joseph's brothers are selling him. Can you do that?
What? Oh, Joe. He's just going on and on. He said he lost everything.
Probably
going
to get a Kickstarter up soon.
Oh.
Bro, I was talking to Mary and Joseph last week. They're trying to price line a hotel in Bethlehem. Couldn't find anything. They ended up having to, like, Airbnb some, like, rustic barn, dude. Brutal.
If Noah Instagrams one more time about his DIY project, I'm done.
It's too much. Like, he's like, I'm getting these instructions from heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Doubt it.
I ain't getting on that boat.
Oh, look, another bachelorette in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Seen it.
Sin City, we get it.
Don't look behind you. You know what I'm saying? Because the...
What?
Okay, forget it.
Dude, are you friends with the prodigal son on Snapchat?
Have you seen his stories? He just, like, left his dad's house. He's in, like, another city just losing it.
Insane.
Like, not safe for work.
Uh-oh. Okay, dude, have you heard from Paul in a while?
Maybe he's in prison again?
Again?
Dude, you want a bite of this?
Do I look like Adam to you?
Okay. Bro, you follow the Rich Young Ruler?
Is that SoundCloud rapper?
No, it's the guy he's always posting about his house and his cars and stuff. He met Jesus last week. Literally haven't heard from him.
It's weird.
Dude, Jesus came to town on a donkey.
I saw that. Could he not get an Uber?
I mean, maybe he was surging. Dude, are you in this group chat with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? I used this fire emoji. They got all offended.
Okay, Jonah tweeted he was going deep sea fishing 3 days ago. Have you heard from him?
Maybe he doesn't have service.
Do you follow Saul?
Yeah, what?
He changed his username to Paul.
What? Bro, do you have locations on for the children of Israel? They're just, like, wandering around. Literally makes no sense.
Have you seen the weather for today?
No, what?
50% chance of quail.
Weird.
Yeah.
Abram and Isaac posted a selfie at the head of the mountains for a little father-son trip.
Amazing.
What could go wrong? Wait, what's that rope for?
Hmm. Oh, my goodness. Lot's daughter's pregnant. She's gonna have a baby. No. I wonder who the dad is.
Too far. Bro, you're following the woman at the well?
That's not like that.
Check your heart, dude. Dude, I was with David the other day, and he was singing one of those songs. You know how he always does? I couldn't figure. I was like, I know I've heard this one before, so I Shazammed it. Psalm 23.
Yeah.
He always does that. Whenever there's girls around, he brings out a guitar.
We get it.
With Bathsheba there.
David and the guitar and the chicks. All right, if Bible characters had iPhones and social media, there in the kind of twisted sketch comedy mind of John Crist, you get the idea what it would be like. Great stuff tonight, John and company. Thank you so much. It's Kevin McCullough. It's That Kevin Show. We've got a big hour still straight ahead, including lots of options for your Christmas time entertainment. Keith Getty, officer of the British Empire, joins me next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Here he is from New York. That's Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
My next guest is no stranger to Kevin McCullough Radio or to That Kevin Show. And as we enjoy their music year-round, many of you singing many of their songs in church week after week, we also have a very special time that we look forward to this time of year, every single year. That is the Getty Christmas Concert Tour, which is just kicking off and will be coming through the New York City area here in just a little more than a week. Keith Getty joins us. Hello, Keith.
Kevin, it is great. It is just great to be in the show. It always is. I'm so excited to be back at Carnegie Hall.
It's going to be an amazing evening. And this year, unlike past years, it's on a weekend evening, which is kind of a big deal. Carnegie doesn't just give those slots away, so people can come on a Saturday night. You can have a nice dinner in the city, spend some money helping our lagging tourism business, and then enjoy singing Christmas carols from the heart of the world's most important city with about 2,000 of your closest friends. It doesn't get much better than that.
No, that's right. And I mean, Kevin, you and I first connected over a decade ago with our love for the city of New York. It's a magical place at Christmas. It is just one of the most extraordinary melting pots of people. And of course, the event brings everything from students to tourists to locals to, you know, UN ambassadors to politicians to everybody seems to turn up in this remarkable night of people all gathered in the city to sing. So it's special this year. And of course, we've got the second half. We've got A.R. Bernard and Michael Keller closing the night out for us. We've got Malcolm Guite, the poet who premiered the poem last year, premiering a new poem about Christmas in New York this year at Carnegie Hall. We've got Trip Lee, the rapper, joining us on stage for a song and a host of other special guests.
And I don't think he's ever done the Christmas show at Carnegie. He may have done other Christmas shows with you guys,
He did the recording at the Grand Ole Opry. There was the song "O Children Come." It was the song we wrote for our very first Carnegie Hall when Ricky Skaggs came with us. We wrote a song called "O Children Come" for that. And then 3 years later, it was recorded by Ladysmith Black Mambazo, who of course became famous with Paul Simon's Graceland's album many years ago, "Diamonds in the Soles of Her Shoes." She got diamonds in the soles of her shoes. And then a third version of it was then Trip Lee decided to do a rap version of it. So I think it's the only song that has gone from being bluegrass to choral to African to rap. So that'll be a fun moment. The first half is all about celebrating, you know, life and artistry, and it's one big long Irish party with music and dance and inviting people to sing along. And our kids, of course, are making a special appearance this year at the end of the first half, which is going to be really special.
Then the Getty kids, who I need to add, were nominated for their first Dove Award this past year.
No, they won last year. Let's to be clear, Chris and I were nominated both for Grammys and for Doves, and we lost all of them. And our daughters, who were nominated, won theirs. They actually, our little Gracie said, you know, Dad, it's so embarrassing for us that we win and you guys lose. Even on television, we have to watch you lose. So it was kind of, it's been a very embarrassing year for us in that way.
Oh, yes, I'm sure watching your girls succeed is very hard to take. Well, let's talk a little bit about the importance of this night. And by the way, it's not just New York. If you're listening anywhere in the country, watching from anywhere in the country, there's an entire tour. I know that there's a number of cities that you do kind of as annual stops, Keith. But what are some of the highlights? I know people can get the entire schedule at GettyMusic.com, but I want to make sure they know that you're going to be a lot of places this year.
Yeah, well, we kick off in Fort Worth on Saturday, San Antonio Sunday, Tulsa Monday. I think a lot of those are sold out, but they're not all sold out. Then we come across the country, a bunch of other cities. I can't even remember all the cities we're playing at. Carnegie Hall obviously is an annual special thing. I think we're in New York State the night before if you can't make it down. So on the 8th, I think we're there. We're playing Indiana, which might also We sold out. Then we're doing a three-night residency at the Museum of the Bible. We used to do the Kennedy Center each year.
Yep.
And our friends at the museum, the Green family, said, why not move it to the museum? I'm doing a global live stream every year. So the three nights at the Museum of the Bible, I think, they're close to sold out, if not all sold out. But we are doing a global live stream. So there is a chance to at least enjoy it on the big screen in your house with your family and sing along. And our kids will be leading that night as well. So you'll get lots of – it's a real evening for the whole family to enjoy. And then we're playing some beautiful theaters. We're playing the Benidorm Theater in Pittsburgh, which will be wonderful. Where my birthday, we're playing Wheaton College. And I should say next year we're playing my birthday at Carnegie Hall. My 50th birthday next year we're playing at Carnegie Hall with a party after. And then – we're finishing up in the gorgeous Symphony Hall in Minneapolis. So it's an incredibly fun tour. Honestly, we just finished doing Winter Wonderland in there. I walked out of the rehearsal having playing Winter Wonderland to come and see you. So I'm kind of a jab, 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 jab. It's kind of a swing version. So
well, and you guys always you like to mix it up and you throw new wrinkles in every single year to the songs like Sleigh Ride and Winter Wonderland and so forth.
We're opening the second half this year with Kristen and J.J. Heller just did a new version of the gorgeous 5th century carol "That Old Mortal Flesh Keeps Silence." We're opening the second half this year with that to be a little bit different, which we're kind of looking forward to. Lots of just new things we're trying for the first time.
That'll be fantastic. Keith, I can't help but think, and I've just come from overseas from a little bit of a break celebrating a milestone in my own life, but I can't help but just sense that the world is in anxiety at this moment with the wars that are going on, with the conflict in Israel, with the global turbulence. Is Christmas more important this year on your own heart, in your own mind, than it has been in years past?
I think, you know, the truth is, if the Christian story is true and Christ came historically as a baby to earth to live and teach and death and rise, then the gospel should become more true every year. And I think that's one of the reasons it's important for us to celebrate. That's one of the reasons it's important in our culture, in our ever secularizing culture, to find any little window of opportunity we get to introduce Christianity to our friends, to our family, to our workmates, to our neighbors who don't know the Lord. If we're serious about this Christian message, then Christmas does provide one of those few moments left in our lives to share our faith. So I'd encourage people that, but yes, to your point, I mean, oftentimes in our Christmas show, the show has ended up having a turn to where culture was at. Last year, of course, was the situation in Ukraine and the dedication to Ukraine, the Ukrainian carols. This year, the situation in the Middle East is obviously dominating everyone's mind. Indeed, my home city, Dublin, for the first time in history, having immigration riots in the last week. We're seeing a coming apart of some of lots of what you would call man's wisdom, as Christians, we pray for our politicians, we pray for our world leaders, we pray for the places, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray for those who are in need. But ultimately, our only hope is in the gospel. We know that the best possible politician is never actually going to solve the sin of man, and so that's why. That's why we sing. That's why we celebrate. That's why we sit and practice.
Keith Getty, we always appreciate your time. Look forward to seeing you in person when you're in the New York area. And if people want more information, you go to GettyMusic.com, GettyMusic.com, and just click on events. They've got all of the concert dates laid out there. You can buy tickets right online. It's super easy. Keith, great to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Oh, Kevin, thank you so much.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The week-long ceasefire, which involved the exchange of dozens of hostages held by Hamas for scores of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, ended on Friday morning, leading to renewed hostilities between Israel and Hamas. As mediators work to facilitate another swap, uncertainties arise regarding the individuals still in captivity in the besieged enclave. According to Israel, as of Friday, there are 136 hostages in Gaza, including 119 men and 17 women and children, as reported by military spokesperson Daniel Haggerty. A former gang member and FBI informant currently incarcerated was charged with attempted murder for stabbing ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin 22 times at a federal prison in Arizona. John Tursak, serving a 30-year sentence for crimes related to a Mexican mafia gang, admitted to planning the attack for about a month due to Chauvin's high-profile status as a convicted murderer of George Floyd. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Here he is from New York, that Kevin McCullough.
All right, welcome back. Good to have you. It's that Kevin show. This time of year, I get so excited because one of the things that I get to do with you and one of the things I look forward to doing is enjoying all of the Christmas entertainment that's coming out. If you've watched some of the episodes of that Kevin show recently, you've seen some of the things. We just heard from Keith Getty. We're going to hear from Noah James as part of the Chosen. Their big Christmas special is coming back to theaters, and it's going to be a Fathom event that's going to take place from between December 12th through December 17th. Now, a word about that. If they have a really good run at that, Fathom may extend that theater posting a little bit longer. But this is the classic chosen Christmas special where they tell the story of the birth of Jesus with the characters, and not all of them are from the main cast, only a couple of them are, because Mary and I think someone else is, they tell a little bit in throwback. They're looking back into what happened from the perspective of the book of Luke. But it's amazing, and they've added some new features to it this year. You know, there's always been musical features as part of the Chosen Christmas special. They've added a brand new song that was recorded especially for this by Andrea and Matteo Bocelli, father and son, and then you've got, you know, Phil Wickham and others that are part of it, and it's going to be magical. That's December 12th through the 17th. I highly recommend it. We'll find out more about that from Noah James in the next segment. But there's a couple of other options that I wanted you to make sure that you knew about. We just spoke with Keith Getty, GettyMusic.com. The Getty Music Tour is not just going to be at Carnegie Hall and at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., Carnegie Hall in New York. It's going to be playing in more than a dozen cities. It's going to be across the country, and you should check out where they're going to be and then go see it. If you have access to it, and I'm talking to all my peeps in Fort Worth, my hometown in Texas, my whole family needs to be in attendance at this. It is really something special, and as you just saw in the music spotlight in the last hour, a hauntingly good new version of Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silent. Not a lot of people think of it when it comes to like their favorite Christmas songs, but it really is so wonderfully prepared for this time of year, and I'm looking forward to seeing them at Carnegie Hall. That'll be a blast. It's always a blast when the Gettys come to town. So check that out. GettyMusic.com is where you can find more information on the entire tour. And they start in Fort Worth. I know they go as far as New York. They're going to be in D.C. I think they're going to Wheaton, Illinois. So they're kind of crisscrossing the East Coast and the Midwest, so you can check that out. But a couple of other things. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the Ghost of Christmas Past, they are launching a nationwide tour. They're going to be from Sacramento to New Jersey and from Boston down to Houston. I think they're going to be all over the place in the next few days. You'll hear more from them in the weeks as we go by. They will be in the music spotlight as well coming up. And then I don't know if you took the chance in November to go see it, but I really still strongly very much suggest Journey to Bethlehem. The music is really well done. It's original. It's got a very kind of original take on some classic Christmas carols. And then there's these new pieces that kind of tell the Christmas story. That the Antonio Banderas' interpretation of Herod is just one of the funnest things. I mean, he's evil. He's mean. He's kind of crazy. He laughs hysterically in the middle of his song, but it's really well done. And if you have not checked out the soundtrack is breaking records for new musical soundtracks. It's been tops at iTunes for a couple of weeks, and go check it out. And all the singing done by the characters in the actual movie, which is kind of cool. I mean, sometimes you have voiceovers that, you know, people are like, well, I don't know if I can trust my voice. Well, I got to do this or that. Well, check out Journey to Bethlehem. You're going to be impressed. You're going to be amazed. It's going to be really, really good. So just in review, you've got Journey to Bethlehem in theaters already. You've got The Chosen Christmas Special, which is coming December 12th through December the 17th. You've got the Sing Getty Christmas Concert Tour, which is going to be in major musical halls across the country. And then you've got the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Ghosts of Christmas Past. They're going to be phenomenal as well, especially if you like the rock and roll, kids. But the way they mingle traditional carols with that kind of hard rock edge is kind of fun. So check all that out when you can. And I'm so thankful that they've all sponsored the show here in the month of December at That Kevin Show, and are doing such a good job of helping you be in the holiday spirit as well. All right, coming up next, Noah James plays the character of Andrew in the very popular television show The Chosen. Not only is their Christmas special coming to theaters, season 4 is just a couple of months away from being released, and we'll tell you all about that as well as we roll on this edition of That Kevin Show.
Christmas time, here we go, That Kevin Show.
The The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, my next guest is from that television show that so many of the cast members have been from that have joined us over the last couple of years, because very, very soon, not only will they have their Christmas special coming back in bigger and badder fashion than ever before, but then the fourth season of The Chosen will premiere in the early portion of 2024. And so please, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and help me welcome Noah James. Hello, Noah.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
It's always fun to talk to guys that are part of the Chosen cast. And I think
you've done a lot of stuff outside of Chosen. Some of the other people, the Chosen has kind of been their kind of biggest thing to date. But you've been involved. You've been deeply involved in Hollywood prior to this. How do you compare and contrast your experience playing Andrew in The Chosen with some of your other work in Hollywood?
Well, I mean, the sense of family is very real. And I didn't know what I was getting involved with in the beginning. I'm flying to Texas, never been to Texas. And I showed up on set and really was welcomed with open arms.
Nice.
And that goes for the, you know, everyone heading up production, cast, crew. It's a difficult thing shooting a TV show. And so the best possible version of that is when you feel like you have the support of everyone around you and when you're supporting everyone around you. And that starts from the top down. Dallas, and, you know, Jonathan as an actor, just really, really creates a space where we feel like we can do our best work and we are there to give of ourselves for anyone, whoever needs it. If they're on screen and we're not, one of the things that we love to do is to just really be there for that person and make sure that they can give the best performance possible. Instead of, you know, every once in a while, not on The Chosen, you'll act with someone and then they'll leave and you'll be acting with a broom for your coverage. So, you know, that kind of thing doesn't happen on our show. We really do our best to support each other.
Well, and I think that thoroughness is the wrong word, but that kind of like saturation of the experience is something that comes out in the end product. I don't know how to describe that any better than this. The Chosen is such a complete production from concept through execution and delivery. It's not arguably the best faith-based drama that's ever been created in a serial fashion. It is arguably in the discussion of one of the best television projects that's ever been seen. And from that perspective, I think everything that you're describing there is part of it. It's all the little ingredients that add up to the big recipe.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing about that is that it doesn't make it easy. It's a difficult show to film. You know, we are out in the elements. It gets hot in Texas. It gets hot in Utah. So somehow we always find ourselves filming when it's boiling or freezing. Sometimes in season two, we were freezing that season. But it's a difficult thing. And we're a lot, you know, I always joke with some of the other actors. I'm like, I think I need to be under a roof. I'm an under a roof actor. I'm a soundstage actor, but no, it's we all.
Well, and that's really true because you've got a ton of Broadway stuff in your past as well. And here's what I want people to understand. If you haven't done it yet, go over and follow Noah James on Instagram because he's got some behind the scenes photos of some of those hot days in Texas. And Noah, I mean, I grew up in Texas. I haven't lived there in 40 years, but until I was 18, it was what I called home. And it's been, it's always fun to see people go down there for the first time because you kind of think, oh, it's going to be a moderately, climate acceptable place. Well, maybe in the wintertime a little bit, but you know, you're coming from where you come from. Shanna comes all the way from Spain. I mean, you've got people that come from all over the world. You go to this hot, muggy, humid little place. And it probably does replicate the Middle East pretty well.
We certainly try, you know. It's funny because I'm from Arizona. I thought I was,
but that's dry heat.
I'm like, come on, I'm going to be okay. But nothing. We have nothing on the weirdness of Texas in terms of the weather. Like we had in season three, we were flooding an entire. You know, if you remember, there are the tent city outside of Capernaum in season three that, you know, makes a large appearance throughout that season. That just sailed away in the water of Texas. They had to rebuild it one day. It's crazy, but it does lend itself to that much better of a show because we're going through it. We're living it as much as we can. We really do put our blood, sweat, and tears into it because we want it to be as authentic as possible.
Yeah. Well, I want people to know that December 12th through the 17th, I think, the Chosen Christmas special is going to be in theaters. There's some reworking of this. They've got some new music from Andrea and Matteo Bocelli that's going to be included. There's going to be some new monologues included. A really special celebration of Jesus' birth through that telling of that part of the story, which doesn't include a lot of the original cast from the series itself. There are a couple of significant characters that are there, but it is certainly something that is in line with the entire quality of what the Chosen entire project has been about. But let's get to the exciting part. Next season, and it's going to premiere in the spring, and every episode is going to be available in theaters first. Is that, did I read that correctly?
You know, I have heard similar things, which is very exciting to me. It's also nerve-wracking, because when something comes out, I like to watch it sort of alone in the dark. Without anyone else around.
Come on, so you're gonna get preview copies. We all know how this works.
I don't know that I'm getting preview copies. I think I'm showing up to the theater with everyone else seeing it for the first time. So then I'll have to get rid of the sort of awkwardness of seeing yourself on screen. I'll just be doing that surrounded by people, which, you know, maybe that is better.
Yeah, very, very well. Well, it's great to have you with us tonight. Thank you for all the effort, Noah, and I hope to see you again sometime, maybe in person on the red carpet or the teal carpet, as they like to do.
Would love that.
If not, we will look forward to seeing you on the screen, particularly this spring in season 4. Noah James, he plays Andrew in The Chosen. Noah, it's great to have you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming back live from Times Square. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, one more time to the spotlight, Kristen Getty and Ricky Skaggs.
Hail, blessed morn, see the great mediator down from the regions of glory descend. Shepherds, go worship the babe in a manger. Lo, for a God the bright angels attend.
Say, shall we yield Him in costly devotion, fragrance of Eden and offerings divine, gems of the shining. Low lies His bed with the beasts of the storm. Angels adore Him in slumbers reclining. Wise men and shepherds before Him do fall.
The Christmas carol is called Brightest and Best, a creation of just a couple of years ago from Getty Music. And don't forget, Gettys are coming to a city near you. Go to GettyMusic.com for tickets. I'm Kevin McCullough, continuing the Christmas celebration next time on That Kevin Show.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silversolutions.com. www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.